That wasn't on.
All of that that we just did was not on.
That was our best material ever.
21 seconds wasted.
Oh my gosh. It was hilarious.
Just started.
You can't recreate it though.
No, it's done.
It's gone. It's lost to the ether now.
Maybe it's for the best. Maybe that's
I don't think anybody was ready for that.
It was like looking into the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, if you do that, your fucking face melts.
Into the mouth of madness. You know, you look and you see the funniest joke ever written and you just go nuts.
Yeah, well, look what happened in the Monty Python sketch.
So what are we drinking? It's a super cucumber explosion.
This is the penultimate. No, that's not the right word. It's the second to final.
Whoa.
Somebody forgot to silence the phone. I'm just going to take that back.
Now we have to do the whole show over again.
Well, we're only 3 minutes and 20 seconds in. This is.
We were just pitching that last hour that we did. I did
that once with Jason and Daniel. We had to recreate the entire podcast because my side wasn't recording. This is the quintessential, is the word I was going for. The quintessential Hendrix gin and tonic. This is a lot of Hendrix.
Yes.
Fever Tree tonic.
Yes.
And cucumber. That is it.
No muddling of cucumber?
No, that's a bit much. I don't want to eat my drink.
There's a lot of cucumber in here, though. I mean, there's definitely...
It's a hefty slice.
Yes.
And it's extremely ripe cucumber.
Okay.
Or it's organic cucumber, Smiley, well, before you ask. From Target.
So there's a very strong cucumber odor, nose to it, I guess. Odor
a bouquet of
cuke.
When you want to say a drink smells real...
A cuque, as it were.
Oh, nice.
Bam.
Yes. Because there's cucumber and rose petal, or no, it's cucumber and some kind of flower in it already. It might be rose.
I don't think it's rose. I'm guessing not.
Something.
I don't pick up rose, but I guess it could be.
Hey, sailor, I'm rose.
No, sorry, I don't pick up rose.
Hey, sailor. Yeah, so they say garnish with the little fold out pamphlet with all of the silly witticisms of their British, you know, wit, say use cucumber instead of lime.
Mm-hmm.
So as I did.
It's very good.
Now I'm drunk.
Very, very sophisticated. Did.
I'm going to edit out that pause. So it sounds like you just said sophisticated.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare mess with that pod.
You know I never edit anything in this pod, except all of your mouth sounds.
Except for,
So many mouth sounds. And I can't take them out when I'm talking. Ah. At least two listeners just cringed.
My work here is done.
It's Mike.
But it's not. So, talking about stuff.
Hi, we are buddies in space.
We're buddies in space.
You are.
I'm S. Michael Smith, and you are...
And Michael Carassi, and you were saying?
I just got back in town this week. I had a little vacay.
Yeah.
It was with my parents, so, you know...
Was it a vacay in that instance?
In a sense, it is.
Would you downgrade it to maybe like a family trip? A family visit?
Family visit.
This isn't a hurricane, this is a tropical storm.
Yes. Okay. It's a family visit. It was mitigated somewhat by the fact that we spent a couple of good solid days in Charleston, South Carolina.
So you went and visited your parents at their home.
Yes, my parents live in Aiken, South Carolina, which is, like, if you're into horse racing, I guess, is like one of the meccas of all things equestrian. I do not personally give a shit about that.
Blink,
but,
blink, blink.
But a lot of people do.
All right.
And there's like a big steeplechase thing there, and people literally will just leave town and often rent out their houses for exorbitant amounts of money
to
people coming in for the steeplechase or whatever.
Like Blue Blood Airbnb?
Yeah. Seriously.
So,
yes.
Let's talk about the important part about what you just said. Where the fuck did steeplechase come from?
I have no idea.
Is it like a bunch of people were like on a horse and they saw a church in the distance? They're like, hey, I will chase you to that steeple. And the guy's like, I will chase you to that steeple. And then they're like, we got to come up with a better way to say this. Because it's a stupid word.
It's an odd thing. You know, it brings it gives you an odd mental image of like this tall, slender pyramid running somehow.
Oh my God.
With a cross on top.
You know what it is? It's Slender Man meets Pyramid Head. Oh my God, all my nightmares have been realized.
Slender Chase.
Slender Chase. From the people who brought you the Inquisition. It's Slender Chase. So did you stay with them at their home? I don't see you doing that.
Yeah, we did. Okay. In Aiken, we stayed there a few nights. All right. And they have it's a good sized house. They had, you know, we had a downstairs area that we could stay in.
You're not crashing on the futon, bruh?
We are not crashing on the futon. Right. It was fine. It's kind of a boring place again if you're not into horses.
I'm not of the horsey set.
And you know, it's an old town, I guess, and it's got lots of snooty southern. Yeah, yes, that's my reaction. Yawning is my reaction.
I'm not even tired.
Which is why we said, hey, Mom and Dad, how about after we spend a few days at your place, we go to Charleston?
Did you do that little?
I did, yes.
Shimmy?
I did the little Charleston.
You did the Charleston while saying Charleston.
I don't think that's the Charleston, but
it is now.
It is tonight. It is tonight. Because in Charleston, actually, there are things to do.
Right. How far away is Charleston from Aiken?
It's about 3 hours, I think. Mm. It was a 3-hour drive. Not the most fun drive.
A 3-hour drive.
And we've done this before. We've gone to Charleston before. We actually stayed in the same hotel that we'd stayed in before.
How did that go last time?
Not well.
Why don't you tell me about that?
So, I have, among my various, you know, Midland health issues, I do get chronic tension headaches.
Did you say Midland?
Midland, yeah.
Midland. I thought you said Midland.
No. I'm like, Midland.
Okay.
Midland.
I gotcha. Right. I pick up what you're putting down.
Among the various stuff I have, none of it's like terrible. I do get chronic headaches from time to time, which can be anywhere from annoying to debilitating. And
that sucks.
The last time we were in Charleston with my parents again, and somehow the headaches seemed frequently coincide with the time I spend with my parents.
Imagine how that would make sense.
But the last time we were in Charleston, I had a debilitating headache for the entire time we were there.
Eesh.
And I don't remember a lot of it. I am told by my wife that I spent some time in the hotel bathroom throwing up.
Wow.
A lot of it's just gone from my memory, though, because it just, and you know, I wasn't drinking or anything. It was just...
That was your brain trying to erase the visit as it was happening.
Yes, exactly.
It's like
exactly.
A DVR. Like, no, erase, delete.
And nothing bad was going on. I was just like, in constant pain for the visit.
You tend to get stressed when it comes to your parents.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, you know, let's do that. Can we try to do this again? Because in my, you know, tension headache haze, I remember there was some kind of cool stuff in Charleston. I was like, wow, if I could only be here and not feel like shit, I might be enjoying myself. So
I'm just imagining like the tourism commercial. Charleston. Wow, if you could just be here when you're not feeling like shit, you might enjoy yourself.
So we went there again, and I only had a couple of headaches, and they were fairly mild compared to what I had experienced before.
Good.
So the majority of the I guess almost 3 days we spent in Charleston, I was enjoying myself.
And
it
drank.
Was a pleasant surprise. I did some drinking.
I think you were pretty sauced. I did a little bit
of drinking. So the first night we went to a Mexican place that was wonderful. It begins with an M. I don't remember the name of it. M-I something. I don't know.
Mexico?
No, it's M-I. And there's like, when you get into the main area of Charleston, there's Bay Street, which is the main kind of tourist drag area where there's a lot of the restaurants and cool little clubs are.
We're in Charleston!
It's touristy, but still cool at the same time.
Like Bourbon Street?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Kind of like a Bourbon Street in South Carolina. More low-key than the Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I don't see you.
A lot more low-key.
I don't see you doing well at Bourbon Street.
I've been to Bourbon Street.
I haven't.
Not recently.
I've only seen it in movies. Yeah. So my perception of Bourbon Street is maybe a little Hollywoodized.
But yeah, and it's kind of a French Quarter vibe, too, in Charleston.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there was this awesome Mexican restaurant, and then as we were walking down there, we passed this place called the Gin Joint, and immediately, you know, my antenna's like, whoop, yeah. As you may have noticed, I am kind of a fan of gin.
Really? No. What?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Say what?
But we walked past and like, oh, I am going there after we ditch my parents tonight.
Did you say that within earshot of your parents?
I believe so, yes. That's hilarious. I think I said that to my parents.
Hey, guys, after I ditch my old folks, you want to go out drinking with me? Hey, sailor. So,
shut up, Rose. So that's exactly what we did. And it was a cool little place. It was small. It was like, it was so hipstery. I mean, it was
called,
like,
the Gin Joint.
I know, and it was their. I think I sent you a picture of their signage or their logo thing, which is like a fox luxuriating in a glass of gin in a martini glass.
Maybe I'll check the source material here.
Yeah, we can put up a picture of that for folks to gander at. I love it. If I could have gotten something with that logo on it, that would have been perfect. And I had this bizarre gin drink that, like, had yeah, and that's a picture of me drinking this thing. And I said, go over to the menu, because I have to actually describe what this thing is.
I don't think you sent us.
All right.
Well, the drink list.
Yeah. Is that on there?
There you go.
There it is. Okay. So turn that sideways so I can actually have to read what this thing is.
It's
called the Hattori Hanzo, and it contains Bristow Barrel Aged Gin.
Okay. Fascinating.
Saint Germain, our old buddy Saint Germain.
Good old Saint Germain.
Becherovka Liqueur. Is that, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. Becherovka? Sure.
Becherovka.
Becherovka liqueur. I don't know why I can't pronounce that.
Becherovka.
All right.
You just need to drink more.
Dry Curaco. Are any of these things meaning anything to you besides the St. Germain and the gin?
Yeah. I mean, okay. The dry Curaco.
What is that?
It's a liquor. I never know what it is. I think it tastes like orange, or am I might be thinking of something different.
All right. Plum vinegar.
Okay. I'm down with that.
And Togarashi. Togarashi is it's a spice mixture.
Yeah.
Yes.
For like sushi, right?
Yeah, it's like it's this Japanese spice mix. It's spicy. It's like a very, very spicy, savory mix of spice.
So you found like the weird hipster Japanese gin equivalent of like a Caesar, it sounds like.
It wasn't anything like a Caesar. It wasn't anything. No,
like a savory drink.
It was sweet because it had the Saint Germain in it, so it's definitely a lot of sweet. But it had this crazy spice mixture. It was like drinking spicy, buttery insanity.
Spicy, buttery insanity.
Yeah, and there's our fox. Picture of our fox.
Spicy.
So it was a crazy drink, and I'd never had anything like it. I don't know that I'd order it again, but it was an experience. And I'm gonna get the messages out for one more time to see if we have the other cool thing about this menu. And maybe I didn't send that to you. Oops.
Your game's on your phone.
So the other cool thing about this menu, the much more interesting thing, is they have basically an improvisational drink list.
Okay.
And the way this works is there are like a 15 to 20 different adjectives describing drinks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I didn't show you that?
No.
And you pick any two of them, and here it is, and you say, hey, bartender, I want X plus Y, and they make a drink for you based on that.
Hey, bartender, I'd like an herbal unusual.
Yes. So the words are refreshing, tart, savory, fruit, strong, spicy, sweet, fizzy, licorice, herbal, vegetal, non-alcoholic, bitter, unusual, floral, and smoky. So, of course, being the freak that I am, I ordered spicy and smoky. No, or herbal and smoky.
Yeah.
Spicy and smoky probably would have been better.
Yeah, your text,
smoky was an odd combination.
Your texts make a lot more sense because you didn't explain that there was this adjective-based menu.
Yeah.
So you just suddenly talk about this herbal and smoky drink, and I'm like, he's drunk. I don't know if he knows what he's fucking saying.
But yeah, both of the drinks I had were just bizarre. And they were certainly a memorable experience. I would order different things if I went again, but it was really cool.
I just loving how you got drunk and were autocorrecting. I'll kick Tor as Dotto. Yeah, your hotel looked cool and haunted.
Yeah, apparently it was haunted. And yeah, that was a little bit of a freaky thing. Because the door just opened and closed by itself while we were in the room.
Your bedroom door?
Yeah, the room to the hotel, the door to the hotel room. It's opened and closed while we were there. And
did you lock it?
I think it locks, should lock automatically when you shut it. I mean, that's how it worked every time.
Yeah, but did you ghost lock it? Because, bro, if you don't ghost lock it, it ain't locked.
I guess not.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, ghosts, I'm turning the invisible extra lock here. Don't open the door. I don't know why that would make a ghost do anything but open the door.
Oh, and we had this this cool chocolatey, peanut buttery cake.
With, that you sent a picture of.
With Pop Rocks as part of the topping.
You were drunkenly very excited about that.
I'm still excited about that. Like, you're eating this delicious chocolate cake, and then there are Pop Rocks going off in my mouth kind of randomly. And it worked. I mean,
think
I was
about
drunk,
all
hey.
The possible. There were like tiny explosions in my mouth. No. Think about all the things that would be more interesting in life if just Pop Rocks were.
I know, right?
I now pronounce you man and what? What the? My wife just slipped me some Pop Rocks. Been married for 2 seconds. She's already Pop Rocks'd me. That should be a thing. Oh my God, that would be an awesome thing at like. That's something millennials do.
You know what? Communal wafers should have Pop Rocks dusted on them.
Hell yeah.
That would be so cool.
Kids would want to go to church so much more if you did that. Parents, indoctrinate your children more successfully. If you're going to brainwash those little fuckers, do it with some Pop Rocks.
All right. So the fun gastronomical stuff aside, we were there with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day, after I'd mostly recovered, we were walking around with my parents, and they have this military museum there. It is a number of different displays. One of the displays is a destroyer, a ship.
Destroyer!
Yeah. It's kind of a small battleship, but it was there. It was cool, and you could walk, you could go on it and walk through it. And they have little, like, display areas that tell you what this thing
did
was
you go
for.
Up to the guns on the deck and pretend like they were your penis?
No.
Smike. Did you?
There was a sign that said, no climbing up and pretending that the guns are your penis.
Damn it. They think of everything on these things.
I know.
Fuck.
There's so many people have done it that they
it's like the fraternity, guy thing to do.
But they did have, they had the gun turret as a kind of not really interactive, but you went inside it and it was like rigged up with speakers and lights inside and a video would play and it would show you kind of what it would have been like inside the gun
turret.
You
finally got to play Star Wars Battlepod.
It was like that. It was like Star Wars Battlepods, except with a World War II theme.
Ah, it was like the old Medal of Honors. Boo.
but yeah, it was cool. And there was like a whole bunch of stuff like that. And there was also a huge entire aircraft carrier.
Those are big.
Again, you could walk on, and there were airplanes all along the top deck.
Nice.
And when you walked up and walked into the carrier, the inside was also filled with airplanes.
Wow.
So they were all, World War II-ish through Vietnam era.
Is that like, are you into that?
Yes, to an extent.
Is your dad into that?
Well, my dad was in the Navy.
Right.
So this is his kind of his thing.
Right.
He's like, okay. Hey, can we go do this? And we're like, yeah, sure. Let's go do it. So yeah, he was in the Navy, so you know the ships. He was never stationed on a ship.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Naval bases?
Yeah.
Or was it a nuclear sub and he can't talk about it?
No, it wasn't. Damn it. As far as I know, no.
Would they even have had nuclear subs back then?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
They also had a sub there, but it was like they were getting ready to just ditch it, to dump it into the ocean.
Like a reef kind of thing?
Yeah.
Reef it?
Yeah, so we couldn't actually go on the sub. Although there was a display. I mean, it was being used as a display, but we couldn't get on it at the time. But anyway, there was so much other stuff to look at. My dad was having a good... I'd say he was having a good time. The other thing they have at this place was... A Vietnam exhibit.
Okay.
And this was really the most interesting thing about the whole museum memorial area. So it wasn't just like a like things in the cases exhibit. It was a literal recreation, very detailed, very, very accurate recreation of a Vietnam army camp.
Huh.
And while my dad was in the Navy, he was stationed in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
So this was very, very similar to what his experiences were.
Huh. That must have been weird for him. A real mind fuck.
I don't know if it was a mind fuck. I mean, he's the one who's like, yeah, he wanted to go do this. We weren't pushing him to you know, to go through anything.
You should go. Go.
But even though it was an army installation, you know, there was a lot of cooperation and a lot of like shared stuff. And you know, like there was a river patrol boat. Mm. And he said, yeah, I went on one of those. I'd been on these because he was an officer. He was an ensign. And part of officers' duties were being part of the rotation that would have to be, they would have to have an officer on board these river patrol boats whenever they went out.
Hmm.
So they kind of like cycled through all the officers, so everybody had to do it at least, you know, a few times. So yeah, he got his time on the river boat, and he's like, yeah, and we would do this, and we would have to shoot anything in the water. Like anything they saw, even if it's like a coconut floating in the water, because there might be somebody, it might actually be a person trying to sneak up, or it might be somebody under it.
Like a breathing apparatus kind of thing?
Yeah. Anything they saw floating, they would just blast it the fuck.
Damn. All right.
And there was other stuff. It was like a mess hall and a bunch of different helicopters. He's like, yeah, this is like the helicopter that I was in, only there was like a bench here, but it was the same sort of stuff. And he was talking about all of this stuff. He's remembering a lot of things.
Mm.
And this is actually the most my dad has ever talked about his experiences in Vietnam.
And you're how old?
I'm 47.
Wow.
So, yeah, and this is what my mom has said. Like all the time that she's known him, he's never talked about his experiences as much as he did on that day.
Huh, that's cool.
It was pretty neat.
Was there a lot of emotion to it, or was it like just more storyteller mode?
It was a little more storytelling mode, but anecdotal. But he was, you could tell he was definitely kind of sifting through memories.
Unpacking some stuff that had probably laid dusty for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said a lot of the cool stuff. But the most interesting and most memorable part of this was there was a tour guide there.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was looking at something, and the tour guide, I guess, started striking up a conversation with him. I think these guys just sort of know, you know?
They can spot a vet.
Yeah. Because the tour guide was in the Army, and okay, he was stationed in Vietnam also.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he started talking to my dad. He's like, yeah, what branch were you stationed? And then we were looking at a map at the time. So he's like, yeah, there, there, and they're pointing at different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of like went into military talk for a while and were just kind of standing back. And then this guy says, so did you get your Vietnam service medal yet? And my dad's like, I don't know what that is. And this guy's eyes like light up.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, there's this this service medal that it's a legitimate medal. It's from the government, and it goes out to everybody who has served like a minimum amount of time stationed in Vietnam. And my dad is certainly, you know, qualified for
mm-hmm.
it. And he's like, I'm authorized to give this toward you this medal right now.
Whoa.
And so the guy like, you know, whipped out some paperwork and just like got some quick information and filled it out and was like, did this whole like little mini
ceremony.
Award ceremony for my dad. Holy
shit, that's awesome.
And yeah, and we got some pictures of it, and it was pretty cool.
Wow.
And you know, my dad didn't know anything about this, and it was like, it was totally unexpected, but he actually seemed pretty happily surprised by this.
Nice. Yeah, how often do you get a fucking medal
for something
decades after the fact?
And I knew that this was that guy's absolute favorite thing
to
in
do.
The world to do.
He's just like, come on, give me a vet.
I know.
Give me a vet who was in Vietnam.
And there were even some other people who, you know, like younger people who were there who like saw this happening, like, oh my God, they're awarding a guy. And so, I mean, it wasn't like attracting a crowd or anything, but there were a few people, and it was a cool little moment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the guy said, you know, it's like, our government wants to recognize that that our Vietnam veterans didn't get the welcome home that they deserved and the recognition that they deserved, and this medal is a small way that, you know, the government wants to kind of make up for that. It's something small, but I think it meant a lot, and I'm sure it's meant a lot to a lot of people to get this.
Oh yeah, I bet. And they were smart to anticipate.
Yeah,
that type of veteran would show up at this.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm assuming that there are multiple different locations across the country that are similar memorials or museums that they can just bam. Give you award the people like this.
So for all of our listeners who are Vietnam vets, regardless of military branch, if you serve for any notable amount of time, look into this.
or if you know somebody, or if you have a relative that
probably is, more likely.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a legitimate thing. It's the real award, and anybody who served in Vietnam is eligible for it.
You heard it here first,
yeah.
Or second. Arthur, maybe we're just reminding you about something you knew already, but fuck you.
Anyway, yeah, that was my big exciting story from my trip to South Carolina.
I feel like I should hug you.
Aww.
Brandon. Really, I should hug your dad, but he's not here.
He's not here.
Yeah.
He's not going to come here.
Oh. Well, I've had brunch with your dad, so thank you very much.
He doesn't go anywhere if they're not going to give him an award now. It's one of his rules. Very recent.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. So I noticed that dad-to-be award up there on your Empire Strikes Back poster. Is that for me by chance? Because I'm a dad has been for a while, but I'll still, you know, I'll take the award. It's all the same to you. Give me the fucking award. Just give it to me now. It's going to be a scene. I'm a decorated Vietnam vet.
Don't fuck with me, kiddo.
Well, while you were gone, we got really into breaking and entering, but only one house. we had the key and the code, but yeah, that's my story.
You managed to set off the alarm or something? Or?
No.
Okay.
if they people don't know we were looking after your house, I guess that's moderately funny.
And I guess your son beat you up with a fake lightsaber, as usual.
As usual. Well, you mean the pictures? They were like foam swords.
Yeah, foam swords.
Yeah. Yeah, he just, you know, because you have such a big open space, you can run in a circle, like a loop. You just chase me around in a loop. And
so is the foam sword his favorite sword now? Because he can actually hit things with it?
No, the pool noodles are. The pool noodles came first. And they're
so
rapidly deteriorating.
So it's even less of a foam. So it's just a strip of foam.
Yes. You know what I discovered today, actually, was that I could take these Erica cut it in half lengthwise and widthwise. I don't know. She cut it in half both ways. And I realized that the stormtrooper you got him can hold one.
Uh-huh.
So for like 10 minutes straight this morning, I just, before I started work, I just kept putting a pool noodle in the stormtrooper's hand. And like Simon would fight it until he'd knock it out of his hand. I'd do another one. I had four lined up, like just cradled in the nook of my elbow. I was just like, all right, boop, do-do-do, boop, do-do-do, boop. You know, kept him entertained. He thought it was funny. Yeah, you know, I mean, I rub my naked ass on stuff in your house. But
what else? Well, that makes three of us. I'll let you wonder about that.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, we had my old high school friend Ben and, mm-hmm. and Jen and their 6-month-old son over. Forgot how much work really young children are. It's only been a couple of years, but I forgot already. I was like, damn, I complained about Simon wanting to play, and it's like, no, dude, that's not a lot of work. That is not, especially, I mean, Simon's a good kid, but that's not a lot of work compared to like, oh, you need to eat, diaper change. And you need to sleep for 10 minutes. And then you eat again. Okay, diaper change. You need to burp. Or is it sleep? Shit, I can't tell anymore. but yeah, they took their parenting quite well. Mm-hmm. They're very laid-back, low-key people.
Yes.
Which, you know, they made that work for them. You know, so it's like, well, we're going to figure it out. Kind of do our own thing.
So they don't, like, get stressed about stuff as much?
We missed the hazing. Like, there was some back and forth with Ben, you know, mm-hmm. some frustration, like, some, hey, what did you do in this scenario kind of stuff early on? But they figured it out mostly by the time they got here. You know, after 6 months. Well, because it keeps changing. Like, when your kid, like, every couple of weeks, it's like, oh, my child now does all this new shit that they didn't do before. But they were in a good stretch of, like, we got this figured out. So it was nice to see. And broke into your house a couple times while you were gone.
Nice.
Made a really insane impulse purchase.
Uh-oh. What? I don't think I know about this. Do I?
Yeah, it hasn't come yet.
You can't just drop it now.
Oh, I can. That's you'll find out eventually.
Yeah, but now everybody's in suspense.
I know. It's called fucking smart narrative, dude.
What? That's frustrating now.
Yeah. And they're going to... Any newcomer to this podcast would be like, oh my God, I have to listen to the next podcast. Because I will say, you and I will excitedly talk about this impulse purchase in our next podcast. I promise you will want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it involves some hypocrisy on my part.
Uh-oh.
It involves some very cool technology that neither of us has.
Okay.
You know, it was probably a lot more money than I should have spent. But I paid off my headphone stuff, so I did the no interest for 18 months across, you know, X number of months payment plan that I did.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And possibly stupid.
Probably a little both. I don't think Eric is very happy about it, but I wanted to do it.
I was going to talk about the movie, but I can't remember what movie we just saw. That doesn't bode well, does it?
There was like a breath and a yawn at the same time.
I know. I know.
You never told me about what Lego movie Batman. Did I just
saw? We didn't see that.
Oh,
we that's did why not, you didn't see it. We didn't end up seeing it.
We heard saw... it kind of.
Yeah, it got good critical reviews, but we heard from a few people who saw
it. It like starts really good and then kind of.
Yeah, it didn't quite live up to the original Lego movie. The Lego movie was pretty sweet.
I think that, yeah, I was surprised they were trying to follow that up, to be honest.
So, why? I don't know why I'm having so much trouble remembering what movie we just saw.
In the theater?
Yeah. It's because I've done, like, I've
so many
been
drugs.
To a different state and have been drunk quite a bit. I think it was a superhero movie.
You just started not thinking about Legion?
No. No.
Superhero movie?
Yeah.
Did you see Doctor Strange finally?
No, it's in the theaters. It was in the theaters like a week ago. This is depressing, man.
I don't know movie theaters. I don't know what's in the theaters anymore.
Oh, man.
We just watched The Witch like a week ago, finally.
Oh, you finally watched The Witch?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that while I figure out what the fuck I just watched.
All right, the whole time I'm watching the movie, I'm like, What is up with the barely, like, how is it never sunny in this movie? Like, how is that possible? It is never actually sunny. And I'm looking at the sky and I can tell the sun's out. But then I looked it up and they used all natural light.
Oh.
So, like, it basically, when you're using film.
So,
film
natural light is all pretty harsh.
Natural light is really not enough light. I mean, you've done professional shoots, you know. Mm-hmm. You get, like, you're fucking blind half the time from the lights that are shining on you.
Yeah.
Like, you need a shit ton of light. So when you use natural light, what seems bright normally is really not, which I thought was interesting. And also, right. I guess the movie is meant to be taken literally, but there are clues hidden in it that offer an alternate explanation for what happens, which I thought was kind of fun.
I guess I missed that part.
I read the trivia. I wouldn't have known that otherwise.
Okay.
If you haven't seen The Witch and Wanu, I guess tune out for 10 seconds, starting now. I guess The Corn had a hallucinogenic mold on it that they specifically modeled after hallucinogenic mold. So everything that happens could be explained by, like, them all going insane. So, yeah, there you go.
All right. I don't even think that spoils anything.
I know, but, you know, it's the internet. But yeah,
it was a neat movie. It was, I liked the style of it.
You were right about the whispery.
It was creepy. I could, like, barely hear half the dialogue in it.
We didn't have that problem, but we did turn it up a bit. We were like, oh, this is the movie we have to turn it up because Mike and Mel couldn't hear anything. And I was like, yeah, but they're old. So that might be part of it.
That is part of it.
I think you just don't have proper sound balancing in your setup.
Well, I got a new center channel after that.
Yeah, and that actually was the reason why we could hear it fine because it was all coming from the center channel.
It was, did I already talk about Logan on this?
No, Logan.
It was Logan.
Okay.
And I shouldn't have forgot about it because it was a good movie. It was an excellent movie.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
I don't want to spoil too much of it for you.
Yeah, please don't.
but I will say that it is by far the most dark, for lack of a better word.
They had to do that. They had to go there.
Superhero movie. It's barely a superhero movie. Yeah. And I mean that in the best way.
No, well, that's why Legion works so well, I think. At least initially, it is not about superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's exploration of something else, something darker, something more human and relatable.
But yeah, it's Logan is dark and depressing, and, you know, I won't get into, you know, what happens in it, but, like, it's very atmospheric. There was an early trailer for it that had a Johnny Cash song playing, if you remember that. Yep. And I watched it, I was like, there's no way the movie can be like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought they were really playing up the style and having the song.
No.
That's what it was like. That really was, that was a super accurate representation of what
the movie was like. Well, it was his cover of Hurt, right?
Yeah.
By Nine Inch Nails?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a perfect... I don't think they actually used the song in the movie.
No, they do that all the time.
But that trailer perfectly captured the feel of the movie.
Huh.
So if you like that, then you'll probably like the movie.
I've heard that Old Man Logan is one of the best comic, like, runs of any comic book in a decade. And that's what it's based on. So, I mean, I very much want to see it. It looked great. I love the setting. I know enough about the story to get excited. So, yeah, I've been all the critical.
And I don't think they... I think they take background and character and story elements that they came up with just for the movie. So I think this is actually in its own movie universe.
Well, clearly it's in its own universe. I don't know a lot about Old Man Logan. I mean, so I wouldn't know the details regardless. But I would hope so. I mean, you know, they got to make it their own thing.
But they did, and I heartily recommend it.
But heartily.
Heartily. Heartily.
You sound like you said, I hardly recommend it.
Heartily. Heartily.
Are you caught up on Legion?
No.
Yeah, it ended last night.
Like the season end?
Yep.
Ooh.
Season finale.
Nice.
How far back are you?
We've only seen the first one.
Oh my god, dude.
It's high up on the list. It's gonna be the
shit's next gotta movie. Be tops, dude. I know. Tops on I know. The list. Shit.
It's there. It's there. We're getting it.
Damn. It was good. I actually think the penultimate episode, which I'm using correctly now, was the strongest episode for me.
Okay.
Because the season finale, like, we got to wrap some stuff up. We have to set up some stuff for next season. So, you know, it's kind of doing a couple of different jobs that the other episodes didn't need to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that seventh episode was fucking unmitigated perfection from start to finish.
All right.
The critics really liked the show. It didn't take long, and it hit its stride pretty much from the beginning, I thought, which was rare nowadays.
Have you watched any Iron Fist?
We've seen one episode of Luke Cage.
I know, but I am already ready to bail on Luke Cage.
Yeah, it didn't grab us.
It didn't, and I mean, part of me is like, I'm a racist asshole for saying that.
I know. We had that same joking, half guilty, like. That's not it, right? Because we really liked his character in Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? But I think it's just a different show.
It's a completely different show.
I don't know. We're going to go back to it. We've just, you know, we're just now, we got one episode of Grimm left ever. Series finale. Who, by the way, the guy who plays, I think it's Will from Jessica Jones, the soldier guy.
Okay.
He's in the last two episodes of Grimm. We're like, that's random. And he's like a way better random actor than most of the people on that show are, who's like come in for one episode or two episodes. It's Always Sunny is done. We finished Legion. Grimm is about to be done. Yeah, we've wrapped up four or five shows.
I've heard Iron Fist is pretty good.
I'm sure it is.
I haven't seen any like trailers for it that make me all that excited about it, though.
Yeah,
it looks awfully cheesy, the like the effects with his glowing
I haven't seen any of that.
All right, we did watch, did you finally watch the Deadpool teaser?
Yeah, I watched that before you left.
Oh, okay.
Erica hadn't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the phone booth.
Do we talk about that?
Did we? No, I don't think so.
It's cute. I mean, it's Deadpool cute.
Right. It's very predictable.
I'm glad that it's happening.
Right.
And now that's the takeaway from it.
It clearly has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
It's just, look, more Deadpool doing what Deadpool does.
Yep.
Deadpool does Deadpool.
The big news this week was the Justice League trailer dropping.
Still haven't watched it.
Still haven't watched it.
Have you? I'm assuming you have.
I have. It looks good. I mean,
okay. They can't all suck.
It looks like the Avengers mixed with the 300. I mean, it's Zack Snyder's Avengers.
Yeah.
And I know you have some very mixed feelings about that, and I do too, but it looks a lot more watchable than any of the other
stuff. You haven't seen Batman vs. Superman.
I haven't, but yeah. I've seen the trailers for it and I didn't really care, you know. I don't know. I'm saying that it's getting buzz.
I want to see Wonder Woman. Those trailers made me interested in that.
Mm-hmm. She's in this.
But yeah, I know.
she's Aquaman gorgeous.
Just stop. Because no, it's just, I am never going to be able to take Aquaman seriously, or...
You won't take Aquaman seriously after you watch this, but might
Jason
find
Momoa
him more interesting.
Is Jason Momoa, but no, the problem is Entourage, because there's a whole, like, storyline in the show Entourage, where Vinny Chase, the main character, plays Aquaman, and James Cameron directs it, and it's just like, I will always see that they show one scene from the movie on the show that they made up for the show,
mm-hmm.
where it's like there's a tsunami coming and like Adrian Grenier like walks onto the dock and like pulls off his tuxedo and then dives all heroically into the water. I was like, this is idiotic. So I can't separate that now in my head because I had such a strongly negative reaction to that, which I think you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can we do something?
Sure.
Can we pause this?
Okay.
And have you watched the trailer right now?
All right. Should we do a live Mystery Science Theater of it?
No. Let's just stop.
All right.
Now you can play at home and take a break right now. Watch the trailer if you haven't.
For Justice League.
Yeah. And we're back now. That's kind of a heavy, slow sigh that you got going there, Mike.
That looks like shit.
Really? You're not at all...
That looks like absolute shit. It's everything that was wrong with Batman versus Superman. To me, it looks like it's
at least
going to
be entertaining.
No, it's not. It's all posturing and one-liners. That's everything that was wrong with Batman versus Superman. You need to watch that movie so you know the warning signs. Ugh, God, that did not look good. It literally can't be as bad as Batman vs. Superman, though. It is not humanly possible. Like, that was such a shit fest of insult to even a low person of a person of low IQ standards of what it would be intelligible or intelligent. It was that bad. This looks moderately better, but by most standards, it looks like shit.
I mean, would you agree that this is Zack Snyder trying to do an Avengers movie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's getting those different pieces and putting them together with his 300 style.
So it was barely any practical effects with environments. Most of the environments look CGI.
Yes.
And if you noticed, I don't know, it stood out to me. It seemed like all the shots were weirdly zoomed in on the characters. Did you notice that? It was like, it was a little too close. But that's like kind of a
300 thing where they...
I know, but it annoyed me.
All right.
Maybe because it was on a smaller laptop screen. Maybe it would be better on a bigger TV, like upstairs. But yeah, dude, that does not... Man, no. I can't get behind that. I'll get it from Netflix and suffer through it drunk one night.
I don't know. It at least looks like it might be entertaining. It might be...
It's all one-liners. One-liners are no longer entertaining. I'm about to turn 36 in a week. I ain't got time for that. Look, I've been watching
Legion. And how do you feel about Aquaman now?
I actually dislike him more. He's like a bro.
He is. He's like a rock star bro.
I mean, which is really... So basically, they found Jason Momoa and they were like, you know how you kind of did a character in Game of Thrones? Toss that. Be yourself.
Can we get Thor only a bro Thor instead of an old
bro
Thor?
No, that is what Jason Momoa is like in real life.
Oh, really?
You've not seen any of the shit, like his Twitter stuff and his...
No.
That is Jason Momoa in real life.
Okay.
What do you say? A bat? Yeah, I get it. Aquaman doesn't talk like that. Fuck, dude. God, this is Khal Drogo, bro.
He's making the character his own, man.
No, he's not acting. That's what he's doing. There's a difference. At least Ben Affleck's acting. It gets old after a while. I'm sure his voice is shot after filming all day.
Well, at least we can look forward to Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. No, I'm really stoked for Valerian. I've been stoked for 2 years.
I still don't know what to make of that, man. It is...
See, but that is shit tons of CG that I can get behind. No, because I feel like Luke Besson gets a pass with me, because Fifth Element fucking worked. And, oh, don't you dare speak bad about Fifth Element. Don't you dare. Don't you? What?
I have some problems with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What problems are those?
It's super cheesy, but I guess that's...
It's tongue-in-cheek.
The intent.
Yeah. And it does it well. It does it with panache. You're lucky my phone died right as I was trying to look up the Rotten Tomatoes score for that movie. You, sir, are wrong.
I'll do it.
Hey, Google. Doing. Okay, yeah, Google.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Valerian. Yeah, it's a CGI fest, but I like that actor. He was good in Chronicle, and I don't know. It looks fun. Have you read the graphic novel? I'm not familiar with it.
No.
It must be more recent.
I'm offline. I got no connectivity down here.
Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway,
you're I'm wrong. Sure Fifth Element's awesome, and so is Luke Besson, and you suck.
I like some of his stuff, right? He did the...
Professional.
Professional, yeah.
You gotta love The Professional.
Yes. I'm offline. Oh, well. In your basement of no misery. Signal whatsoever.
You gotta have Wi-Fi down here to live. Actually, no, I have signal. Shelter. I don't know what you're talking... Oh, my phone's dead. You're right, I have no signal either.
Anyway, I'm out of stuff, and we're, I guess, going to have to wait with bated breath for your...
Big reveal?
Big reveal next couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited for dinner.
Oh, yeah, when is that?
8th. So, today's the 20th, we're recording on the 30th.
Yes.
So, next podcast, we'll be able to talk about that next podcast. About that. Yeah, it is the weirdest, thus far... Just in the act of booking the reservation, it is already the weirdest experience I've ever had in terms of dining.
And this is like one of the top...
According to, I think, USA Today, this is the number one restaurant in the country.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Given where it is.
Well, you know, it happens. There's a lot of tourism and money in like, Geneva and Canandaigua and that area. But, yeah, it's weird. No, I'll give you it's weird. But it's legit. Like, I stalked. You remember, I was passing, doing the messages back and forth. Like, oh, my God, the reservation's about to come online. And I checked again later, and they were gone already.
Like, yeah. You were, like, trying to get tickets to go see...
like Jerry Garcia today.
Sure. Yeah.
That's how hard it was to get these seats. But yeah, you pay for everything, gratuity included, up front.
Mm-hmm.
You pick your drinks. It's fucking weird. By the way, they did say they can get beer from Al.
Oh, okay.
So that was I've been emailing them. And they only respond by text and email. Don't call them. Oh my God, do not fucking try to call them. But yeah, it's basically a dinner party. The restaurant is a dinner party.
I don't know what to make of that.
Listen, we'll try to get seats at the end of the table, and you and Mel can sit on the outside.
All right.
So you don't have to talk because it's one big table. So you don't have to talk to the horrible people next to us. I will shield you as much as possible.
So do we like have to say, can you please pass the caviar?
I hope not.
But maybe.
Dude, all bets are off. All
right.
I don't know if we're all going to be in masks. I don't fucking know what to expect from this shit. It's off the charts. We're in uncharted territory here. In Geneva, motherfucking New York.
Our next meal will be the person next to you.
Yay. And then you're like, yes, at the end of the table. Fuck. I'm still next to someone. I just really hope they come out and they're like, chilled monkey brains. Short round, I'm going to say short round. Give me your hat. you'll appreciate this. So I went to Best Buy tonight, and I tried on the Samsung Gear S3.
Yes.
And because it is the only smartwatch in the fucking world that does offline Spotify.
Okay.
Because Tizen. They worked out a deal with Spotify, so they're the only ones.
Because it's not actually Android Wear.
Right. And I would get it for free because I my work reimbursement for fitness,
mm-hmm.
plus I've just saved up a shit ton of points.
Mm-hmm. But
I can't justify it.
Oh.
Like, I was wearing it and looking at it, and, like, I talked with Nero, who's, like, shorter than I am.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, it's a big watch. You have to accept that. You and I have small wrists. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. So I put it on, and I'm like, I instantly hate how this feels, but I know that I haven't been wearing anything in my wrist, so I have to look past that.
Right.
But I'm, like, staring at it like, that's a big fucking watch. And, like, literally the watch was the full width of my wrist. It's so like the, you couldn't like the strap. You could see the part with the I forgot with the lugs, right? But you couldn't see past that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it like, all right, well. But then I like tried to imagine running with it.
Oh, and it would just be like clunking around.
Well, that's the thing. So I was like, okay, so I couldn't wear it in the bony part of my wrist. It was physically painful because it was so large, mm-hmm. and it had to be flat to get the pulse. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, so I have to slide it up my wrist and I have to cinch it. It was on the tightest setting. Was what it took. To get it to sit so that I could get a good heart rate.
You could probably get another strap, but at that point it's kind of a moot.
Yeah, I would be better off just safety pinning it to my skin at that point too, because it's that fucking oversized. And so ultimately what did it in was the size. I've worn watches in the past. They're always big on me. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it was the thought of running with like what felt like an extra pound weight on my wrist.
You could have a super developed... left hook with that.
Well, I have a super developed right hook already, Smike, so, you know, I could even them out.
You could balance it out, and then, you know, you'd be the next Iron Fist.
Or...
That's all I'm saying.
Or I'd be miserable running with a $300 piece of annoyance on my wrist.
You could be Gear Fist.
You don't want to mess with me. This is military tested. It's a watch, dude. I'm going to stop your wave of crime.
All right. Well, you are Gear Fist, and...
and you are...
Whole Watchman.
Herbal and Smoky.
Yeah. Herbal and Smoky.
We are buddies in space.
My turn. Oh, it's getting late. Somebody's up past their bedtime.
Simon woke up before 7 this morning.
Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos.
Videos.
and books. You know, those old fashioned-y things that you flip through.
Tell me more.
They're made of something called paper.
Paper? Is that when we used to kill trees for no reason?
That's when we used to have trees. You're right.
What's a tree? Vocal fry! Love it or hate it! I got nothing.